That's UBC Unit. I am, this is my second round during the fund drive timing situation, so I won't talk too much about it, but there's still time. And as always, you can go on the internet and donate for much, much longer than tonight. But once again, 6482-8648. I'm going to start off with some music. What am I going to play? Let's do some Human Music. They're from Winnipeg. This is a song from them called Cool Party on 101.9 CITR. Listen to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell. We are about 10 more minutes left in the fun drive. And I'm Ben. I'm joined in the studio right now with some fun drive. What would you call yourself? Volunteer? No, you're not volunteering. Yes,
yeah,
you are.
We're pulling the last shift. Yeah.
How has the... that headphone sounds awful. Don't use it.
Okay, no problems.
How has the day been?
It's been busy. Yeah. Oh. We've raised a lot of money today, about $8,000, some from online, some from checks. One person brought in $3,000 checks. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And our total now is $28,271. There's still time to donate.
Yep. That's, you got 10 minutes to make it to 30K.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can help us.
Yeah, someone can come in and bring in $1,000 check. What? So, Brenda, you have, I guess you oversaw the whole situation. What's the best prize that any show has given?
Oh, there's some really good ones still left.
Yeah.
I think one of the coolest prizes this year was a pair of Astro binoculars. Where you, for a $200 pledge, where you could look into the night sky and see all the stars. Marco from AstroTalk actually donated to get those.
So is that just like a telescope, but like both eyes? Is that
what, yeah, it's just like a big telescope you put up to your eyes.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that was cool. But there's lots of prizes still free. Some Sub Pop records and Science World passes and dance tickets, and you have 10 minutes to look up all those prizes on our website and just like feast, just donate for all those prizes.
Yeah,
they're all there for the taking.
Did she have a good time working on the phones, Claire?
Yeah, I had a good time on the phones.
Was today your first shift, or have you done other phone shifts?
No, this was my first phone shift.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to nice people?
I did talk to some nice people.
That's good. I did. Yeah, I was on the phone the first night, and that's always kind of stressful. I don't know, for me a little bit, because you kind of feel like they're always on the cell phone, and you're kind of worried that they get cut off. But, you know, usually they call back.
Mm-hmm.
But Fun Drive, you can still do that. If even if you're on your, maybe don't call when you're in a car. Maybe stop on a stop on the shoulder.
Pull over.
Yeah, pull over. Not like on the
be
side.
Safe.
Not on the bridge. But 604-822-8648. You can call to donate. Do you want to talk a bit about the Fun Drive show tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
What's what kind of prizes is going to be for? Well, silent auction, I guess. They're not prizes per se.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff. There's a pair of passes to Sled Island, pair of passes to Levitation Festival, pair of passes to Rifflandia, passes to the International Dance Festival, to Science World, the Animal Bodies exhibit.
Nice.
There's lots of vinyl. There's some test pressings from More Than Human. Lots of like Bandita's gift certificates and Cinematech passes and what else?
That sounds like a lot already. So that's at
there's
the
50.
It's oh wow.
And we haven't even added the like CITR stuff.
No. Oh. At the Hindenburg tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it opening?
What's doors the door? Open at 8 and first bands at 9, and it's all bands from the LP that we're releasing with Mint Records. And the bands will probably go till 1 AM and then we have DJs.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a long night.
Nice, because Hindenburg probably closes at 3 or something. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And are the LPs going to be ready tomorrow?
Yeah, we had about 20 here, and we're getting another 80 tomorrow, and the rest are supposed to be in the mail.
Okay.
It's actually really hard to get a vinyl pressed in a quick amount of time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And usually there were delays, so.
How long ago did you send the record to the plant?
Like October?
Okay.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be easily here. Like beginning of February.
Never. Okay, October. That's pretty good. It's pretty quick.
But we're releasing it tomorrow, and we have them tomorrow enough. So that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 5 minutes left.
5 minutes?
5 minutes, yeah.
I forgot my gong.
Oh, isn't there like a button I can press? I'm sure there's.
Yeah, can you find some sort of like fireworks sound effects or something?
Fireworks, okay. Well,
like Dependroid song with the fireworks in it.
Well, you guys, if you can talk amongst yourselves while I try to look up something.
Great. So maybe I'll put Claire on the spot and ask her about Lady Radio and what it's been like to be on the show.
Sure, yeah. It's been really great to be on Lady Radio. It was my first time being on air on that show, and it's so much fun to be with all these other great women on the radio who are, a lot of them are also like me, just got involved this year at CITR. So the Women's Collective just like definitely was a great opportunity for all of us. And it's so much fun to just work together to produce content. It's a really open and fun thing.
Can you tell us about some of the topics or interviews you've done on your show?
Sure. One of the interviews that I did was for our Women in Dance episode, and I interviewed the choreographer Nisera Balaza, who performed at Push Festival this year, which was really, really interesting. She's an amazing choreographer. And I can tell you that our episode tomorrow is about women in film, and I'm really excited about it.
Nice. That sounds exciting, especially with all the Oscar controversy.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the Oscar?
I was working.
Oh.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I managed. Yeah, it was on I kind of glanced over it. It was what it was. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really have that much to say about it. It wasn't that exciting. So, okay, we are down to the last minute. Well, on my thing, it's a three minutes. I don't know if my watch is proper though.
So if you donate to CITR, you're supporting shows like Lady Radio. That's
it's a fantastic show.
Interesting and different perspectives than the usual media. So it's really important to have those on the air and to support those. So we're really excited that this is a new initiative that we started last year. And there's, our lounge is packed every time the Women's Collective has a meeting. And it warms my heart. Yes.
Nope. Very good show.
Mm-hmm.
I used up all my fun drive talk
from last week. All your pitches from last
week. All my pitches from last week.
I love when commercial radio talks about how much they support local bands, and then I snicker and say, no, you don't. Come on.
Yeah.
And think of all the bands that Ben Lyon, Thunderbird Radio Hell supports every week. Yeah, so important.
We support local music for sure. Yeah, well, on the commercial stations, unfortunately, or for them, they have to play like a menu given by Central Station, which is like somewhere in Toronto. So the playlist is pretty much done before they have a chance to. Even if you're the music director at one of the big stations, you don't really get to play what you want to play, maybe like 1% of the time. So you kind of have to play all the same stuff, yeah.
And it's all in this like crazy formula.
Yeah.
And if not enough people recognize a song, it gets dropped immediately. And if people are really into it, then it stays and stays and stays. And then they keep it as long as they can. So it's really about like the lowest denominator.
Yeah. And here we just play whatever songs the DJ likes to play, mm-hmm. which is good. Yeah. All right, we are very, very close. 1 minute.
One minute to call.
1 minute to call. The phones are going crazy, but still, please, just continue. Yeah, we got hundreds of people lining up, so you feel free to call in. You're not gonna get a busy signal.
Yes, 604-822-8648.
604-822-8648 is the last chance to talk to a live human being to donate.
When did you get involved in the station, Ben? First year.
Oh God, it's so long ago. It was I was going to UBC. So before you go to UBC, you get to come in for a tour of the station. So I came in the summer of '94, and we got a nice tour of CITR, the old station. The first tour that I got was with Brian Reeser.
So this was your high school?
No, I just graduated from high school.
Okay, so like UBC admissions brought you here?
Yep.
Wow.
It was part of the campus tour. I think it's up to whoever the tour leader is.
They can bring them.
So the person decided to take a CITR. Actually, but I listened to CITR even when I was grade 12.
Nice.
So I went into station, and then when I got went to UBC, I just signed up as got in as a member, and yeah, that was that.
So we've got three generations here then. I started in 2008.
I started in 2015.
Perfect. See the reach?
Oh God.
It just like grows like a like a culture.
Yeah. I started probably before some people here are even born, who knows.
Probably.
On that note,
we're going to end it.
On that note, it's 9:30. And I'm sure if you want to call, I'm sure there might be people lingering. But 9:30, this is it. Fun drive's over. I don't know what are we supposed to cheer or.
Yeah.
You wanted to play the.
Oh yeah, let's play those fireworks. And you can still donate online and make a donation tomorrow at the party. So we'll get to see you there.
See you guys tomorrow. All right, you're going to listen to some fireworks for a little bit, and then I'll continue with more music on Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell.
make sense since we come from the same place. But it's more than just a regional thing, cause if it's 50% maritime, it's 50% lesbian. We're on the same page. The Ellen Page. The Ellen Page. We're on the same page. The Ellen Page. The Ellen Page. The Ellen Page. People say that I look like Ellen Page. They say it's my face or maybe something they can't place. I hate to say it, but I think they're mistaken, cause we're far from spitting images. We're just two gay Canadians. We're on the same page. The Ellen Page.
Every day, CITR signs up new members, teaches them how to use microphones, edit audio, write about music, and cover topics vital to our community. Not only are we training authentic media producers, but we're also growing future leaders. By supporting the 2016 Fund Drive, you'll support training and development opportunities for our student members and the CITR community. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
Thank you.
That was Telstar Drugs with a song called Ceaseless Intent off a record called Sonatine. I think that's how you say it. Band from Montreal, you might have heard of them from before as the band Woman, more or less, from Calgary. Before that, I played Joe Past from Vancouver. Joe used to be in the band Spring and SSRIs, Aunts and Uncles. But this is his new project, Joe Past. The record cassette, it's called Out. The song I played is called No Joy, I'm Not Real Girl, in parentheses. Before that, I played a band from Winnipeg, a two-piece called Basic Nature, a self-titled song from the album, the title track from the album Circles and Lines. So the song is called Circles and Lines. The album is called Circles and Lines. There's nothing self-titled about it. Before that, I played another two-piece from Halifax Partner. The song I played is called The Ellen Page. And before that, something also from Out in the East Coast. This is from Fredericton. Everything is Geometry is the name of the band. I played a song called You're Living the Dream and Nothing Else Matters. Started off the set with some human music. Cool Party is the name of the song. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Life and Thunderbird Radio Hell. We are just finished with the fun drive, but the phone lines are closed, but you can, if you feel like you missed out, always feel free to come to the fun drive party tomorrow at the Biltmore. That's at 8 o'clock. And the website, you can always continue on with your donation at citr.ca/fundrive. It's the last I'm going to talk about the fundrive. Thank you very much. All right, going to play a band out of Halifax, because Halifax is so great. Why wouldn't you keep playing music from them? This is Vulva Culture with a song called Bloody on CITR.
Yeah.
CITR broadcasts in 6 different languages and launched 3 new collectives this year supported by a grant, a women's collective, an indigenous collective, and an accessibility collective. Let's keep this growing. This year's 2016 Fund Drive is about growing our cultures, and we need your help to do it. If you support our efforts to increase the number of unique voices on our airwaves, help us out by donating. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate online at citr.ca/donate. The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Four. two, three, four. So shy in front of my camera. Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Your good side isn't showing. Your good side isn't showing at all. Your good side's so worth knowing. Your good side isn't showing at all. How can you act surprised to surprised when other people flatter you? How can you act surprised when other people flatter? How can you act surprised and pretend it doesn't matter you? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Your good side isn't showing. Your good side isn't showing at all. Your good side's so worth knowing. Your good side isn't showing at all. Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera? Why do you act so shy in front of my camera?
A ring is an awful thing when it comes in the middle of the night, and the voice on the other end's crying. Anger's an enemy when the festers the memories up on the mantelpiece, frozen in silver. A ring.
There's dirt under my fingernails, and I can't begin to understand the complexity of life and energy in every single grain of sand. We are all made of one. We are all made of one. And it's hard to imagine any other time of year when you're looking out the window and there are bees in the air. But it passes so fast. Yes, it's gone. It is. So I wanna dance with you tonight, and I wanna hold your hand under the moonlight, and I want you to laugh with me tonight, and then I wanna fall asleep by your side.
You are like a time just slips away between us on our foggy trails. You are like a hurricane, there's calm in your eye, and I'm getting blown away, somewhere safer.
Better training and support means higher production quality for all of our programs. Better research, better audio, deeper analysis, and more informative and entertaining radio, all from your independent local perspective. Help us out here at CITR and donate this fund drive. This year, we're looking to increase the cultures on our airwaves and support our training. Go to citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. 604 UBC Unit.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
It's almost more than I can bear. Cold waves, sand in my hair. Silly girl, I know it's true. Starlight, can we share? I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry, so sorry. We knew you well when we were small. Now do they think of you at all? Praised your charms, but it was our pictures on your walls. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Oh, I'm sorry, so sorry.
Right, that was a nice and mellow set for you. Laura Peake and the Winning Hearts. So Sorry is the name of the song. The record It's called From the Photograph. That came out a long time ago, like five, 6 years ago. Laura Peak from Halifax. She had another album since then called Key. That came out. Even that one came out a couple years ago. So there you go. Laura Peak and The Winning Hearts. ESL before that, a Vancouver band. Cover of a Neil Young song, Like a Hurricane, from the record Eye Contact. That also came out ages ago. 5-6 years ago. Some Winter Mitt before that. Springtime is a song. Oceans is the name of the record. I'm repeating myself now. Old one. Winter Mitt from Vancouver. Before Winter Mitt, I played some Inbreds, some Mike O'Neill. Inbreds. Mike O'Neill is in the band Inbreds. The song I play from the Inbreds is called Yelverton Hill. Winning Hearts is the name of the record. The song from Mike O'Neill that I played is called Camera Shy. What Happens Now is the name of that record. That's his first solo record. That came out like 15 years ago or something like that. The Inbred one is like 20 years ago. It's all old stuff. Mike O'Neill currently is in a band in Toronto called Tons, playing with Chris Murphy from the band Sloan and Matt Murphy from Flashing Lights and all that such. All right, what else did I play? I played some Moonsocket. Moonsocket is Chris Thompson, used to be in the band Eric's Trip, brand new record. Well, brand new compared to the rest of them. This one came out about 3-4 months ago. Eurydice is the name of the record. The song I played is called The Way Is Shut. Play some Rooms, a Vancouver band, brand new cassette they have out. It Takes a Lot to Show Up is the name of the cassette/record. Buckets is the name of the song. Started off this really, really long set with some Vulva Culture. They are also from Halifax. In Vain is the name of the record that came out in late last year. Bloody is the name of the song. You're listening to CITR Radio, CITR.ca, 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. In about 35 minutes' time, Copy and Paste is going to be live on the air. Do not miss it. You are going to regret missing the show. It's going to be a fantastic show. Stick around for Copy and Paste. I'm going to continue on. More songs, more music for the next, 30 minutes, if I can stop talking so much. White Lung have a new record coming out very soon in, a couple months. They're playing a show in Vancouver at the Cobalt next Friday with Bacon State and Coban. So this is a preview of the new White Lung record. It's called Paradise. This is a song called Hungry. Here we go. White Lung, Vancouver's very own, on CITR.
You are never What better way to end off a week-long fun drive than with a kick-ass party? On March 4th, join us at the Hindenburg on West Cordova from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a night-long celebration of all your support and commitment to community radio. It's one rad night you won't want to miss. We've got a silent auction, CITR DJs spinning, and the launch of Pop Alliance Volume 4 with Mint Records. To help us launch the album, we've got Morning Coup, Stefana Fratila, Late Spring, Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, and Kelt Babies coming to perform for you. Tickets are $10 online or $12 at the door. For tickets and info, check out CITR on Facebook.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
the weakness I knew.
That is Cadeau with the song I Can Wait. That came out ages and ages ago. Love that song. That whole last set that I played is just a bunch of really old songs that I probably would have played a lot on my show if you were listening back in, let's just say, 2004, 2005 maybe. Play some Cadeau, as I was saying, a Vancouver band, no longer existing. Malajubed on hiatus. They are from Montreal. Not necessarily broken up. That is a song called Montreal minus 40 Celsius, but they say it in French. I'm not going to try. I can't even remember how to say minus or 40 in French. Some Spiral Beach. They're from Toronto, no longer existing. The name of the song I played was Scour and Devour. Ball is the name of the record. Spiral Beach. Some of the members, Eric Woodhead is now in Doldrums. And there's another member that is playing in Austria. And there's a new project from the other two remaining members. So they're still around, just not as that band. Before that, I play some Green Gold. They are a band from Guelph, Ontario. Not very big or heard of. Cash Money Gremlins, the song I played. The record I played that from was called Borders. But the weird thing is, Green Gold, one of the songs was featured or played on the TV show Chuck from many, many years ago on NBC, which is really bizarre because I was watching the episode and I say I recognize that song because it's just like a super random band that's happened to have the song played on a new US TV show. Start off the set with Clues. Approach the Throne is the name of the song from a self-titled record. Some unicorns and such in it and Clues, but that project only lasted one album. All right, this is pretty much it for me tonight. It's been a good time. Coming up next, Copy and Paste. Do not go anywhere. I'm going to end it with a little song from a Winnipeg band called the Bonaduccis. All right, here we go. CITR 101.9 FM.